You're Locked On Senators, your daily podcast on the Ottawa Senators. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
I'm Jake Sanderson, and you're listening to Locked On Senators Podcast.
I'm Tim Stützle, and you're listening to the Locked On Senators Podcast.
Welcome inside episode 539 of the Locked On Senators podcast. I'm Ross Levitan on the outskirts of enemy territory in Winnipeg, Manitoba, alongside Brandon Piller up in the Blue Mountains on a game day for the Ottawa Senators on the left coast. So it's a 10 p.m. Eastern start against the Seattle Kraken.
And it's also a game day for the Belleville Senators, but at home up against the Laval Rocket. Now, Belleville's sitting in a playoff spot right now, but they can jump up or down massively with a win or loss. So another crucial game for Belleville.
We'll get into all that at Prospect Roundup, and we'll look at the Mr. Bright side of this past weekend. Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. It's Bet Online, where the game starts. And now the show starts. This is the Locked On Senators podcast, your team every day. Thank you for making Locked On Senators your first listen on this Monday, April 18th. And Pilsy, who do you think would win in a karaoke competition? Josh Norris and Brady Tkachuk, or you and I?
There's only one way to find out. We got to set up a karaoke night. I'll tie my sweater around my waist and we'll hop on stage together. But hey, that's a lot of fun for two guys. And for people on the internet bashing them, saying you shouldn't be doing this after a loss, go back to bed and just keep your opinions to yourself. Like, nothing wrong with a couple of guys having fun after a great game. And it's been a long season for the boys. So getting out, celebrating and singing some karaoke, like, nothing wrong with that.
Night before a cross-continent flight, too. They're going to Seattle. Yeah. You got some Z's to catch on the bird. So that's great. We got a little insider info. Shout out Sens Chirp for digging something up. We'll save that in a second. But if you don't know what we're talking about, Cody Robbing sent me the video that I posted on Twitter, and it was an extended cut, Heart and Crown. They've got the live music going, and Brady Tkachuk just goes up and absolutely belts out Mr. Brightside, which is becoming a Sens tradition because Danny Heatley, back in the day, there's a mic'd up segment, so I posted that video as well. But just awesome. Guys being dudes, hanging out in the market, which is great to see for the young core of this Senators team. Brady had a phenomenal game against the Toronto Maple Leafs, but it was all Tim Stützle. He is seriously developing into a superstar. Is there anything better for this brand than Tim Stützle actually becoming a superstar?
No, it's a big deal, that's for sure. And holy crap, was he close to getting that Hattie and the game-winning goal in overtime. Like, so close. That would have been poetic, but doesn't always happen that way. Still an entertaining game through and through. You can't ask for much better for Battle of Ontario, hockey night in Canada on a Saturday night. It's pretty awesome.
You could ask for something a little bit better.
Not much better.
All the blue in the crowd, that I could have done without some of it.
Hey, CTC sellout.
There you go. Thanks for the cash. The Leafs have 4 regulation wins in Ottawa in their last 15 trips. 5 total wins, including that overtime one. So still advantage Ottawa in terms of sending the Bluebirds home sad after games in Canada. A lot of Sens fans just stay away from those games because they don't want to deal with the trash that is Leafs Nation. Are you kidding me? You hear they're doing a moment of silence. There's a former 67 who passed away over the weekend. And I know every fan base has scumbags. You can always argue that. And because there's the most Leaf fans, there's the most scumbags. But during a moment of silence, just yelling out, "Go Leafs, go," you cannot have a worse look than that. So
yikes.
Shout out that guy for the wrong reasons, man. That guy deserves to have some shame tossed his way. I hope he was kicked out of the game. Probably not, but yeah, that was completely unacceptable. But once the puck dropped, that was a great hockey game. I know we did the postcast right after, a couple vinos for me, but what was your impression now with 48 hours to sleep on it?
It was just so much fun, and getting to see Tim Stützle kind of break out like that in front of a sellout crowd, like I said, the stage was huge, and Brady played a good game. I thought Anton Forsberg had a great game as well. And the thing that I'll come back to, Ross, is the Senators were able to push the Leafs, a team that put a lot of chips in at the deadline, has a lot of expectations. They've got all their entitled fans, all this crap. They were able to push them right to the brink, and that's without so much of their talent is sitting on the shelf. No Thomas Chabot, no Matthew Joseph, no Shane Pinto, no Jake Sanderson. Like, insert all those guys in the lineup, and I don't think the Leafs have a goddamn chance against this team. I'm saying it obviously a little bit biased and tongue-in-cheek, but let's be real. If you throw all those guys in the lineup, like, that's a top six winger in Matthew Joseph. Two top four defensemen in Chabot and Sanderson. A third line center in Pinto. Like, there's so many aspects that if those guys are in the lineup, it changes everything. So you got to be feeling pretty good about your future if you're an Ottawa Senators fan, seeing the scrappiness of kind of the extra parts in Ottawa being able to have a game like that. So I feel good about where the Senators are.
For more on Saturday's game, check out the postcast wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be grinding one out tonight, although an hour earlier for me, but Pillsy will be grinding it out.
Way past my bedtime.
Oh, way past. But we'll have some fun. It's a Seattle Kraken. Should be point night, hopefully, for the Ottawa Senators. It would be great to see. Speaking of points, Tim Stützle on the road to 60 points, but he did hit 20 goals. That's another nice plateau for a young centerman to hit. He's so deflective when asked about personal accomplishments, eh? Post-game, Ian Mendez asked if it was a goal of his going into the season. He goes, honestly, I just try to play my best and hope that we win. So very simple mindset for Tim Stützle. Thank God he didn't do what he said he almost did. You hear him? He said he almost went back to Brady on the 2-on-0. No, dude.
Oh,
just put the puck in the net, man.
Especially since, like, I could see that angle if they had been passing back and forth a little bit. But Brady held on to it for as long as he could and then passed it over. So if Timmy would have brought it back, that you'd run out of real estate there, and that would have ruined a perfectly good moment. So I'm glad he was selfish there.
Yes, we need more selfishness from Tim Stützle. Yes. The shot of him jumping into the boards is just fantastic. Hang that in the Louvre. And if you look at the wide angle, Brady also jumps into his side of the boards. That's an awesome synchronized celly right there.
Oh, yeah. I love to see it. And he had the snow flying everywhere too, Timmy. So, that was a lot of fun. Much better than some other celebrations that happened in the game.
Oh, don't even get me started. Speaking of Brady Tkachuk, though, little insider info from Sens Chirp. And by that, I mean he just searched Brady and Alfie's names on Twitter together. And three separate sources say there was a sighting on Friday of Brady Tkachuk having lunch with Daniel Alfredson. Now, Alfie was just on Wally Mathot last week, and they asked him, have you ever met Brady? And he said, no, I'd love to sit down and have a talk. So the power of wham, next week, boom, the two legendary. Is Brady already a legendary senator?
Oh, yeah, yes, definitely already a legendary senator.
So those two having lunch in the Glebe, and Ben Holland putting out that it was at Katina Gia in the Glebe. Brackets, true story. So that's awesome to see, and hopefully this is just one step in the right direction of Alfie becoming back as a part of the Ottawa Senators. Figure the first meeting would be with the captain, no?
Yeah, I mean, maybe next they're having dinner, then Whoa. They're singing karaoke. Then they're playing ping pong
with their shirts off.
So it's the start of something good here.
The longer that Daniel Alfredson's not involved with this organization, the worse off they are for, like, him. You think Chris Phillips just lives down the street as well. Those guys need to be involved going forward, whether it's in hockey operations, coaching, you know, just player development, even if it's just off ice. You know, Brian McGrattan's got a great role with the Calgary Flames in terms of just helping the guys, you know, in their everyday life. So hopefully he's back in the mix, and we know that the Belleville Sens are back in the mix for a playoff spot. Let's chat about that before previewing tonight's game, the Ottawa Senators in Seattle for their second and final meeting against the Kraken. Poor UK Senator, eh, Pilsy? He's probably punching the steering wheel driving home from work today, knowing that he had tickets. He went to Seattle,
yeah,
and the game was postponed. But hopefully at least he's got some athletic greens to fall back on.
Yeah, definitely. That would make his day a lot better, and it can make everyone's day a lot better. It makes my days better. I drink AG1. That's the product from Athletic Greens, and it's full of vitamins. 75 different vitamins packed in there. You got minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and more, so you can start your day off right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recover, focus, and aging. So you got a lot wrapped up in one thing there, and that's the AG1 specialty. It's lifestyle friendly. Whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, any dietary needs, this is going to be okay for you. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, while still tasting good. It supports better sleep quality and recovery, supports your mental clarity and alertness, and it's the one thing that is the best thing is AG uses the best of products based on the latest science with constant production iterations and third-party testing. So they're making sure they're staying honest. And guys, it's so important to have multivitamins, because people that take multivitamins, you can see the difference between high quality ingredients and your body will know the difference. AG1 is a small micro habit with big benefits. It's one thing you can do every single day to take great care of yourself. Your subscription comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is so important to add in all these winter months when you're not getting as much sunlight as you're used to. Guys, right now it's time to reclaim your health and earn your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Especially, it's still cold and flu season. The weather's not quite turned around yet. It's still a little chilly and windy out. So get your AG1 every day. It's just one scoop in a cup of water. That's it. It's easy. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. Don't waste time with that. Have AG1. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you 1 free year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. So head to athleticgreens.com/NHL Network. Again, it's athleticgreens.com/NHL Network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutrition insurance.
All right, Pilsy, before we get to the Belleville Sen successful weekend and the Ottawa Senators game tonight in Seattle, we've got some stick taps for DJ Smith, who has been named assistant coach, credit to Claire Hanna for the reporting, for Team Canada at the World Championships. That's a nice little feather in his cap.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, it's unfortunate that players, coaches, they don't get to extend their season going into the playoffs. That's the ultimate goal. But I think, especially with how COVID has kind of disrupted everything lately, the more hockey you can get in for a coach, for a player, the better, because they were deprived of it for quite a while. And this is the first time in years that we're having a full 82-game regular season even. So I think it's great that Sens coaches, and Tim Stützle also mentioned that as long as he's healthy, he's going to play for Team Germany in that aspect.
Him and Sider together.
That'll be nasty. So I think it's great. And DJ Smith, well deserving of that. And I think he's going to be a great assistant coach. He's already a great head coach. So as an assistant coach, he can just fully be a player's coach and just mess around with the guys, which I think he'll enjoy.
Darren Dreger reporting that Ottawa native Claude Julien will be the head coach. He was supposed to be head coach for the Olympic team. And I think he got into an accident. I think it was like a snowmobiling accident or
something.
Get
some health issues. Yeah.
So great to see that he's back behind the bench. And I wonder if there's any Senators that are going to be in the mix to play on the World Championship team for Canada. You mentioned Tim Stützle, and I'm sure that will start trickling out in the next couple of weeks, because there's only a few games left in the regular season. Pilsy, I'm sad, man. Only 7 games after or 6 after tonight.
Yeah, it's too bad it's wrapping up here, but I mean, they're going to be good games. Like it's all up against tank season teams. So the Sens at least will have a chance to win. And if they lose, you're like, well, it's not that bad. Hopefully it increases the lottery odds. So there's lots of positivity left here, and Belleville season, not quite over yet, Ross.
No, huge weekend for the Belleville Senators. We mentioned that they woke up on Friday outside of a playoff spot. Pilsy, not only did they jump the Rochester Americans, they jumped the Toronto Marlies. They're sitting in fourth place right now.
Yeah, you'll love to see that. So they'll get home advantage in a play-in series if they're able to stay in fourth. But Ross, they do have a tough test going up against the Laval Rocket tonight. And I'm just looking at the Laval Rocket, their past seven games, they're 6-0-1. Their past 10 games, they're 7-2-1. Like, this is a team that has been absolutely on fire lately. And the last couple meetings, Sens versus Rocket, not so well in Belleville's favor. So we'll see if they can keep things going tonight. But Mads Søgaard back down there, and he played really well over the weekend. So I think they at least have a chance here. It'd be nice if they could get 1 point just to kind of boost the point percentage here, but certainly have their work cut out for them.
Well, it's three straight wins for Belleville. Two of them were Gus playing absolutely phenomenal. Had the shutout in the first meet. I think it was Wednesday, Friday, Saturday that they played?
Yeah, and the shutout was against the Wolfpack.
Exactly. And then on Friday, he was excellent. And then Mads comes in, only allows one goal against on 26 shots. So not only that, but it was great to see the offense wake up a little bit. That was the only part of their game that hadn't done much. Even in the 1-0 victory, right? You're still like, oh, man, come on. Like, you guys have talent down there. And they were able to find a way to use it, especially in that Saturday game. They were able to pull away and win 4-1. I know there was an empty netter, and then they score in the last minute. So it's only two goals in the first two periods. But can we talk about that Victor Lodin penalty shot for a second? I don't think we've recorded since then. That was Friday night. Oh, my God. Filthy.
Yeah, like we've mentioned a couple times, this guy has never seen a garbage goal or a greasy goal in his life. He only scores amazing highlight reel goals, it seems. And that goal on the penalty shot, the patience, the drag, and then the flip in the net, like, how are you? I've been in the AHL for years. This is easy for me, and I can't wait to see more of Victor Lodin.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're not watching on YouTube right now, the standings are as followed. Again, they are points percentage that are going to determine the buys. Is it one buy to the second round? It's confusing for me. We do this every day. So six is eliminated.
Yes.
Four plays five.
And then three buys. Yep.
And then three buys. So that's not even out of the question yet.
I don't think they can catch the Syracuse Crunch, Ross. I've kind of set my expectations, best case scenario, fourth.
With home.
With home.
With home ice. And that's going to be a best of three?
Best of three series, yeah. And the people of Belleville, they have never seen a playoff game at CAA Arena for the Belleville Senators. So I'm cheering so much that that crowd, that barn can get a playoff game, because it's been, if you've been watching the broadcast, it's been a little quiet in that arena. And they even had to, they allow noisemakers to be brought into the game.
No way.
The crowd just wasn't quite getting it done. So let's see Belleville get to the playoffs. Let's see CAA Arena packed. And I would even be pretty tempted to make the long pilgrimage to Belleville myself for a playoff game, because that would be electric.
Yeah, you should. So right now, Syracuse has a 5.79 points percentage. Belleville is 5.67. The Marlies are 5.61. And the Rochester Americans are 5.56. So that's going to be something to watch for over the next week or so. Belleville has five games remaining, including tonight against the Laval Rocket, a huge game on CAA Ice. If you're listening to this, driving around the Bay of Quinte, get out to support the squad tonight. They're going to need you for their push to their first ever playoff appearance. All right, we've got the Ottawa Senators taking on the Seattle Kraken. They are undefeated lifetime against Seattle. Josh Norris put a two-piece up against them in their last meeting. Before we get to that preview, Pills, you got one more word to tell us about our friends at Bet Online.
Yeah, I'm going to tell us about Bet Online, and then I'll throw it back to you for a good word from our friends at Built Bar. But Bet Online, we talked about it in the postcast, guys. I will be bringing back the much adored Pilsy's parlay of the day. Not because I win a lot of money, not because I give you guys great tips to win a lot of money, but because it's simply entertaining. And you guys can be entertained. Get a little action on the game if you want to be entertained. And you can do that at betonline.net. It's where the game starts. Sure, football's over, but NBA playoffs are happening. The NHL is gearing up towards playoffs. AHL is still hot. There's baseball going on. There's so much that you can get in on. So why sit on the sidelines? Get in the action with betonline.net. They've got the latest odds, totals, player performance props. No matter what you're looking for, betonline.net is the number one spot for all your sports betting needs, guys. It's the best spot for sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. Check it out today, guys. It's betonline.net, where the game starts.
And when it's a late game like it is tonight, you might want to grab a Built Bar to get that extra boost of energy to keep you going strong until puck drop. Built Bar's the best for that. Have you tried the Built Bar Puffs? If you haven't, you're missing out on one of Built Bar's best tasting bars. Puffs are the first ever protein-infused marshmallow that are fluffy, marshmallowy, and not just a protein bar, but they're also a treat. They're 100% covered in real chocolate. They're way up there when you look at what you need to keep your body going. In terms of low calorie, high protein, you can replace your candy bars with these. They're better for you and better for the environment and better for your day-to-day life. So go to built.com and scroll down to the macros chart. See for yourself. You'll be blown away by the high protein, low calorie, high fiber, low carb makeup of Built Bars. Compare them to a candy bar and you'll see why these are the way to go. At Built Bar, they're all about taste. They make it taste delicious first and then figure out how to make it healthy. I don't know how they do it, but they pull it off every single time. So go to built.com and use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off your next order at built.com. That's promo code LOCK15 gets you 15% off your next order. Go enjoy them now, built.com. All right, Pilsy. So it's an Ottawa Senators game day taking on the Seattle Kraken, one of the few teams who are below them in the standings. And if you're looking at Tank Watch, we'll do that at the end of the show. But the Senators are in 26th place today. So let's say at the draft lottery, nothing moves. The Ottawa Senators would be selecting 7th right now in the NHL entry draft. May 16th, we believe, is the draft lottery. So stay tuned for some special programming for that, whether it's on our YouTube page or elsewhere. Thank you for subscribing to the YouTube page. We've seen a nice bump in subscribers there. The road to 2,000 continues. We're going to try to make some shorts, so, you know, different things on there, maybe some more exclusive interviews, including we've got a few interviews booked for this week. We've got a Send Central Citizen coming up tomorrow, Pilsy. So lots of good things happening in the world of the Ottawa Senators. And maybe this is a tease. And again, go listen to the postcast for the whole tease. But Pilsy, the Ottawa 67s are in the playoffs. Woo! They're taking on North Bay. It's Tyler Boucher season, is it not?
It is so Tyler Boucher season. And yeah, this kid in playoff hockey is going to be so entertaining. And the physicality is going to get ramped up. And if there's anyone that can step up to the challenge of a more physical game, it's Tyler Boucher. I mean, he's already playing playoff hockey physicality. So everyone else will just have to match his level. And he just needs to keep on doing what he's doing. So I'm fired up because it's looking like we're going to get to go to one of those playoff games. And
looking like,
well,
buddy, we're there. Monday, April 25th. We are there.
Do we have tickets?
We are there.
Okay.
Shout out Brandon Mackey.
We are there. Yeah, big shout out Brandon Mackey. If you're not following him already, definitely get on that because all things Sens, all things 67s, he's got you covered. So I can't wait to get back in a playoff atmosphere for live hockey like that.
Oh, me too.
It's been too long.
Me too. It's unfortunate that I don't think the timing's going to work out because I'm back in Ottawa, so not complaining about that one bit. But guess who the Winnipeg Ice are playing in the first round in the WHL?
Wheat Kings?
No.
Oh, Prince Albert.
Carson Latimer and the nice. Prince Albert Raiders. Yeah, it's a 1-8 matchup. It's going to be an absolute shit-kicking. But, man, that's no fault of the Raiders. This Winnipeg Ice team is the number one ranked in the entire CHL, let alone just a dub. Meanwhile, Brandon is taking on Red Deer. That is the 3-6 series with Brandon being 6. and a little insider info from our friend Ben Dover, who I'm sure is laughing
your
at
boy.
Me using his alias again. He said he was at the Wheat Kings game. He was sitting front row, and he was leaning through the glass, chatting with the trainer. And the trainer said that Ridly Gregg is expected back for the playoffs. So
there's
your little inside injury update. We'll see how if it does come to fruition, because we know that he's been seen skating as recently as Saturday in Ottawa. But
they're I think saving his health for the playoffs. I think that's smart.
Yeah, I think it's smart, too. He's got 12 straight games of the point, which is always fun to look back on, as it felt like there was a month there where we were just talking about Ridly Gregg over and over again. But great for him. Great for Jake Sanderson to get to see the atmosphere when it sends Leafs, because it is a wild atmosphere inside the building, playoff style for sure.
While we're on the prospects, why don't we just do a quick prospect round, because there's a lot of...
Oh, I know what you want to talk about.
Well, which one? There's a couple really exciting things to talk about. Let's start with, since we're talking about Tyler Boucher and physicality, Ross.
I didn't know Zach Ostapchuk had it in him.
Zach Ostapchuk can chuck him. Let's just say that is confirmed, because not only was he in a big fight, Ross, but he was fighting a 6'9", 240-pound kid, and he absolutely beat the wheels off this guy. And not only that, but I thought his celly was perfect. Like, he did the Chris Neal fire the crowd up, but not the emphatic one. Just a quick, how do you like that?
Huh? Yeah.
How do you like that? And so I thought that was great by Zach Ostapchuk. And not only is he throw it, chucking knucks, but this kid can't stop scoring lately. He's been doing really well with the Vancouver Giants, and Zach Ostapchuk, I think, is giving Sens fans some ease that there is still some good things coming up the pipeline.
Yeah, 100%. When you look at his last stretch of games here, he's got what? 1, 2, 3, 6, 7 goals in his last 6 games, which is pretty decent, no?
Yeah, I like that. I like that. And it's not only the forwards that are doing really well too, Ross, because Levi Merilainen, he's got another win. He stopped 23 of 24 shots and 4 for 4 in the shootout. This is courtesy of our good friend at Sens Prospect. And yeah, he finished tied for second in the league. And check out this record, 31-16-5. So he's having a good first year over in Kingston.
And Kingston will be playing the Oshawa Generals in the first round of the postseason. That is the 3-6 matchup there. Kingston finishes third. The 67s finish seventh. So I'm actually happy they didn't jump into sixth place. Let's keep these prospects away from each other a little bit longer. As you know, maybe biased as we would have liked to have seen Levy and Ben Roger in the first round of the playoffs.
Maybe it'll happen second round. That's even better.
There you go. Give them a couple extra games. Love to see that. So, playoffs begin in the CHL next week, and then they start in the NHL soon after. So, exciting times for sure. But the Sens have a schedule to finish, and we don't know what their lineup's going to look like at all. They skate at 2:30 Eastern today, which is 11:30 a.m. Pacific. So, check us out at Sens Central for the lineup chart. We'll tweet that out once 1200 puts out their lines, TSN 1200. They're always good with that. But we do know that Zach Sinishin has been called up. Colin White was placed on COVID protocol about half hour before the Sens played the Toronto Maple Leafs on Saturday. What are you expecting to see from the newest Ottawa Senator?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, Ross, because Zach Sinishin has had a couple of cups of coffee in the NHL. Two games in 2018-19. He did score a goal then, his only NHL point, actually. And then 4 games the next year. Then 8 games the next year, and he hasn't played since. So this will be his first time back to the NHL in quite some time. And I think it's a good move. Like, he wasn't really gelling in Belleville, only 2 assists in 13 games. And you don't want to call up some of the other young guys and kind of disrupt what Belleville's got going on. And Zach Sinishin, his contract expires this season. And he's, I was looking on Cap Friendly, Ross. It's some sort of special UFA. I thought he was going to be an RFA. It's a UFA G6 because apparently he didn't accrue the required games by the age of 25. So he's an unrestricted free agent. So basically they're going to see what they got from him at a NHL level and see if, hey, this is a guy worth bringing back here. So I think it makes sense to bring him up for a couple of games.
Yeah, why not? It's 5 games. So if he plays 5 of the remaining six games. Then he will turn the seventh rounder into a sixth rounder. Do you give a care at all about that?
No,
me neither. Especially, I mean, Otto has 2 sevenths right now. If you saw, I looked a little out of it there for 2 seconds. Guess what the anniversary is today?
I don't know. What is it?
The Hoffman one hand tuck after Carl sent a 110 foot pass. So I'm going to put that up on our socials there at Sen Central. But not to get carried away. Although, nice little tie-in. The draft pick is going to Boston, and that's where the play happened. So that's the little tie-in. Zach Senyshyn, Ottawa boy, getting his first game likely tonight with the Ottawa Senators. I don't know who else they'd have. Like, they're going to Seattle and Vancouver with what? Mete is their only extra guy?
Yeah, and as long as Mete is not playing 2.5 minutes of forward, that's a bonus.
Somebody on Twitter says we don't have a damn clue what we're talking about, which... fair, but
most of the time is true.
I tweeted out during the Leafs game, I said, where do you rank a line of Mete, Tierney, and Gaudette in terms of the entire rebuild as a forward line? And he said, for someone who's locked on Senators, you don't have a clue about injuries or Belleville situation. I said, well, no, I get it, but it doesn't take away from the fact that that is a hilarious NHL line.
Yeah, I mean... that is just brutal. Like, all three of those guys probably are not back next season.
Yes, I would say that is in all likelihood the case there. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. The Senators are taking on the Seattle Kraken. I'm excited to get a glimpse at Matty Beniers tonight. He was a guy we were super high on going into the draft season. Once they didn't win the lottery, we knew he'd be out of reach. He, of course, went second overall in Pilsy. I mean, they don't have a whole lot of options here. But he's played 2 NHL games, and he's their number one center. Do you want to run through the Kraken's lines?
Yeah, I mean, this is what an expansion team looks like. Vegas was an outlier. This is expansion team lines here. You got Donato with Beniers and Eberle. McCann with Yanni Gourde and Lind. Then Victor Rask with Alex Wenberg and Kuhlman. And you got Sheehan with Geeky and Sprong. So not a lot of firepower up front for the Seattle Kraken.
You could say that again. Look at their top scorers. Got 43 points.
Yeah. So, and then you got Vince Dunn with Adam Larson, Hayden Fleury with Susie, Jamie Oleksiak with Borgen. And then we're not sure who's going to start between Grubauer and Drieger, but neither of those, like, I was really content with the Seattle Kraken's goaltending situation, especially you got Joey DeCord coming up through the pipes too. But Grubauer and Drieger have not done well this year. But I guess when you have no help offensively, it's not going to help the goalies at all. So this is a team that there's no reason, even with all the injuries the Sens have, there's no reason why they can't beat up on this team.
You had to bring up Dax, eh? My guy.
Hey, he's going to the playoffs in the AHL, so we'll see what he can do.
He might be nominated for goalie of the year down there.
Yeah, he's had an amazing season.
It's going to be Dustin Wolf's award to lose. He's faced over 1,200 shots. Like it's defense optional, and he's been standing on his head in Stockton. But Dax is right there. I'm looking at
two late draft pick guys leading the way in the AHL. Shout out those guys.
Yeah, both seventh round picks, if I'm not mistaken. So Jared McCann has 25 goals. Nobody else on Seattle has more than 18, which is Jordan Eberle. Yanni Gourde's got 17. Ryan Donato has 15.
Yeah.
Carson Soucy has 10, which is pretty impressive for a defenseman. And get this. Everyone in their top scorers, the guys who play the most, are all like minus 26, minus 27, minus 13, minus 15. And you could say that for a lot of teams. Carson Soucy is a plus 11 on this team, which to me is just like... it stands out like crazy. Him and Riley Sheehan, 2-goal specialist. Didn't he score 2 goals in a season once? But they're both in the last game of the season, and I believe it was the last game ever at Joe Louis Arena.
Yeah, I think you're right. I know he had gone like it was like 79 straight games in that season.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. He had 2 goals in 80 games that year.
Yep, there we go. Yeah, it was wild. I thought he was going to complete the year with no goals there, but good on him for a snap and getting that big monkey off his back. That's like a full gorilla sitting on your back there.
Yeah. Jeez. Well, now he's got 2 goals in 61 games this year, but again, a plus player on the Seattle Kraken, and it's tough to do. It's a team that just simply doesn't score a lot of goals, and you don't really expect them to when they're an expansion team, but only the Arizona Coyotes have scored less than Seattle. And let's put it this way. Arizona is so far back that Arizona put up an 8 spot on Ottawa, and they still have 8 goals less than anybody else in the league. True. So, Wow. Yeah, that's wild. And they've scored The Arizona Coyotes' goal differential is minus 101 now because they lost 9-1 to Calgary over the weekend. That has to be one of the worst goal differentials in NHL history.
It's got to be. Yeah, it's got to be. The only thing, maybe, remember when Colorado had those dark, dark years before? Maybe they were as bad, but 100? I'm not sure.
The Ottawa Senators' next win will be their 1,000th in franchise history, which is pretty cool. So hopefully that happens tonight. They were talking about that on the broadcast the other day, but the Seattle Kraken have only scored 190 goals in 74 games. That's 2.57. per game. Ottawa's up at 2.71, but they're also allowing, is it the most goals per game? No, there's a Arizona. Couple teams.
Yeah.
Oh boy. They're actually just ahead of, or just below Ottawa, I should say. They allow more goals per game than Ottawa. 3.47 they're allowing here as well. And for me, a key to victory is, you know, don't overthink it. This is a team where if you play solid defensively, they're not going to create much. Again, only Arizona has less shots per game than the Seattle Kraken. They average 28.8 shots per game. So for me, just keep them to the outside, let them kind of do their thing, and key on Matty Beniers because he's already starting to create offense. I don't know if you saw, he tried to do a little like flip to himself play, and I respect the hell out of it. He's got a lot of confidence. He's a leader in the room already, I'd believe. And to me, he's a no-brainer that he's going to be probably the first captain of Seattle. Is it going to be as soon as next year? Probably not.
No, Mark Giordano was the captain.
Oh, right, the first. Okay, yeah. True. Yeah, they got rid of him, so it was a quick first captaincy, shorter than Spezza in Ottawa. But I think he's the kind of guy that they're building around him, so you know what? Don't let him get hot. And if you can do that, there's not many game breakers, if any, on this Kraken team, so just try to play a simple game, control the power play, which is what Ottawa was able to do in their last meeting, although they gave up a 2 or 3 goal lead in that last game against Seattle. It took overtime to beat them, did it not?
Yeah, it did, and that was tough to watch because they were up big time. They were controlling the game, and then it just all fell apart, but they were able to come back with the OT win. Ross, if I'm going with my lookout player, it's going to be Jared McCann. I mean, this guy really popped off. He was the guy that everyone thought was going to be Seattle's version of William Karlsson or Riley Smith or Jonathan Marchessault, right? Like, we were all looking, who's going to be that one guy that we know has talent but just never got the right opportunities? And Jared McCann is a perfect example of that. They signed him to a big extension, $5 million a year, I think, for 5 years. So they've got a lot of confidence in this guy. He's got 25 goals, 14 power play points, 8 goals on the power play. And yeah, I think he's a pretty solid player, but he's kind of one-dimensional as far as I know. Like, I don't think he does a lot more than score goals, which is what Seattle needs. But I'm going to be looking out for him just because he's, other than Matty Beniers, he's kind of their only real offensive threat here. Like, there's guys like, I don't want to get down a Jordan Eberle or, Jaden Schwartz is injured, I'm pretty sure, so he won't be there. Yanni Gord's decent too. Like, they got decent guys, but they don't have those game breakers.
No, and to think they could have had Matt Duchene and Vladimir Tarasenko.
Oh my God. You could go down the list, but I think in hindsight now, Ross, I actually think Seattle was smart because they didn't take on any bad contracts. Mm-hmm. They didn't take any risks like that. And if you're going to rebuild, now's the time to rebuild. There's some top talent coming up. They were able to acquire a lot of draft picks on the deadline. They kind of screwed up the expansion draft there, but they're set up for success here down the road, I think.
We'll see. I mean, think of the draft picks they could have gotten for Tarasenko and or Duchene the way they're playing this year. And you knew they had talent, right? Like Tarasenko
would have been a good one because he was on an expiring deal. Duchene, I don't know if they would have been able to trade him because he would not be having the season he's having now if he was on this Kraken roster.
Fair. Very fair. Very fair. Yeah. All right. So for the Ottawa Senators, I'm locked on Tim Stutz. So you kidding me? This guy's got points in 8 straight games. I'd be shocked if he's not one of the NHL stars of the week that'll come out later today. You got to think Tarasenko is going to be first on there. Tarasenko had 11 points this past week. He is just a complete unit. But Tim Stutz is the only guy here who only played 3 games. The others all played 4. Another name on this list, Kevin Fiala, had 10 points in 4 games. 9 of them at even strength. The game-winning goal in there as well. But Stutz left 5 goals, 3 assists, 8 points in 3 games. Unbelievable week for him. And it would just absolutely torch Leaf fans to see him as one of the 3 stars of the week. So that's my hope and prayer is that Timmy can do that. And all he needs is 9 points in the last 8 games, Pilsy, to reach 60 on the season. I'm not saying he gets there, but it's certainly a high bar to set, and hopefully he can at least press for that number. So I'm locked on Tim Stützle tonight.
Nice, I like that. I'm going to be locked on to Erik Brännström here because the time for this window of amazing opportunity is dwindling. Like we said, 7 games left, and Thomas Chabot, Jake Sanderson, they're going to be here for the start of next season, and he's not going to be getting, I can tell you for sure, he's not getting top pair opportunities. I wouldn't even be surprised if he's no longer getting top 4 opportunities when that happens. So he needs to make the most of these minutes when he's getting them, especially all the power play time he's getting. It's insane how much power play time he's getting, but I will give him some credit here. He's really bumped things up points-wise. He's got a handful of assists in his last 9 games. Still no goals, but and he's shown at least, Ross, at times he's shown he can make big defensive plays up against some of the other team's top line. So I've been fairly impressed with him lately, but he needs to do more. Like it's not enough here, and he's a restricted free agent with no arbitration rights. So it'll be very interesting to see how the Senators handle this contract in the offseason.
Well, what they should do in the immediate future is just keep rolling him out on the power play. The Sens power play has been solid as of late, although they only had 1 opportunity against the Toronto Maple Leafs, a much talked about opportunity. And we're not going to get into that even further. We spent a good portion of the postcast on Saturday discussing how egregious the internet has run with this Tim Stützle narrative, and we're not going to feed into it any longer. It's just absolutely ridiculous. So we'll catch the game tonight. We'll be there in the postcast. Hopefully we're talking about a Belleville Senators win as well as their road to the playoffs continues. And if you want to hit a keys to victory first here, Pilsy, and then we'll sign off.
I mean, there's a lot of things I could go for with keys to victory up against the Seattle Kraken, but I'm going to stick to the fact that the Sens need to play their game. Like, we saw how effective they are when they play their style of game up against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Now just translate that to a team that is nowhere near where the Leafs are in the Seattle Kraken. So play physical, be aggressive on the puck, be aggressive on the forecheck. Like, I just think this should be such a simple game for the Sens to win here. So hopefully they can get out to a big lead like they did last time and not squander the lead.
You heard Pilsy, easy game tonight. So join us for a late night edition of the postcast. I know our overseas listeners are going to be stoked. I'm sure this timing is going to work out a lot better for them. Yeah, it'll be like noon, whatever it is over on the other side of the world. But we appreciate everyone for following the show. You can reach out to us on Twitter at Sen Central if you want to get a Sen Central Citizen t-shirt. Those are going fast, so get them while you can. It's the inaugural piece of Sen Central merch, so it'll be a nice little
collector's item down the road.
That's exactly what I was looking for. But for today, we say goodbye. For Brandon Piller, I'm Ross Levitan. This has been the Locked On Senators Podcast, your team every day.